Hello and welcome back to Thornvale. It is time for another Behind the Veil, where we are going to talk about the Redcaps arc. I had a ton of fun with this one. I think you guys probably did too, but I guess we'll start off with the first question. What did you guys think of the last arc?
I think tension-wise, it was one of the best ones, maybe, because we had to go through three different people, or at least deaths, before we even figured out what the heck is this thing, which, you know, it just, you felt the countdown more in this one, because it's like, we have no basis to do anything, and then even when we knew what it was like, but where is it? And then, oh, there's more than one. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I have to say, like, definitely, like, most of the time, I don't feel like I normally think about the countdown, because normally we have a pretty good idea of what we're doing, even if things continue to happen, but this one, I definitely had a thought at one point. I was like, man, like, three deaths already. Like, that's, you know, that's moving along. And I don't think we have a good idea what it is. Like, I had that same thought that Wesley was just describing. So, I feel that.
Yeah, this one definitely felt really intense. Just because, like, it wasn't even, I don't think it even took us that long to, like, figure out what it was. It was just we couldn't find it. Like, and we couldn't stop it. Like, it was just, it was very intense.
Yeah. Well, it left really grisly scenes, too. So, I mean, like, you know, that.
Like, the deaths we came across were like, oh, it doesn't want anything. It just likes to kill things. We're like, what the? Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's never a good sign.
Yeah. And it really took until Sammy, like, used her vision to see that object for you guys to be able to, like, find the thing.
Or the fact that the
Yeah.
Just the fact that the hat was also a living creature that was basically like a leech. Oh my gosh, that was so creepy. Oh my gosh.
Your description of the hat made me really uncomfy.
Yeah, I loved how you kind of changed the stereotypical red cap to have this kind of symbiotic relationship. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun kind of addition there. Oh, because, you know, when I was sort of researching this thing, I always like to try to change up my own monsters, you know? And so I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, okay, well, it has to have this cap. Why? Why does it have to have a cap? I don't understand. Like, what's the point? Because that was what I was reading, is that you can't separate a red cap from its cap, so why?
Yeah.
And my thought was, well, maybe it's its own creature. Like, maybe it's this, like, symbiotic relationship where if you feed it blood, it'll help heal the red cap, you know, that kind of thing. Okay. What was your favorite part of the last arc?
It might have to be the end sequence, maybe. Just the whole fact that, like, we're thinking, oh, we can just easily trap it and kill it, and then it takes all three of us to kill it, and in the action of it, one of us ends up paralyzed, one of us is nearly dead, and we're just dealing with this, and there's... And
I would like to say that before we recorded, Susanna was like, oh, this one's gonna be short. You guys are almost done. And then it was like an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I do believe I said, this one should be really short. All you have to do is roll well.
Which we didn't
and we
do.
We didn't roll well.
You did not.
Yeah.
I was so excited when Henry stabbed him.
Well, be
I was
ready.
Just like, come on. Come on. Let that happen.
Be ready for that to continue because I'm back to starter stats again.
Yeah. What about you, Hannah? What was your favorite?
Sammy pouring everyone a drink while they're all covered in blood.
Except for Henry. Henry didn't
I was
going to
say, like, I think I just liked... I think my favorite thing about the arc is we still had time for the fun moments. Like, the book ending the whole arc with funny scenes with Officer Crawford was pretty fun, you know? And
yes,
the bar scene was pretty fun. And,
for sure.
Yeah. I think Crawford is our new cupcake.
Don't give me that idea.
No,
just kill
don't
him.
Hurt him.
No. It's not up to me.
You know that gif of Michael Scott where it just says softly? That's what I'm doing right
yeah.
now.
Don't.
So where do you think things are going from here? And this is a big one because this is the start of like a new season and we're getting just a tiny, tiny smidgen of what to expect from going forward.
I can't answer this question.
Do we know what to expect from that little smidgen?
I mean, it's...
I didn't say you did know. I said, where do you think things
Yeah, she did give us a single sprinkle, so...
To me, it sounds like someone's trying to get into Bjorn's head. I don't know. That's what it sounded like to me.
And getting help from someone else who might possibly be a witch, maybe. Because I remember, I don't know either. But I do remember there was one very specific witch that we didn't kill and who disappeared.
Dallas?
Yes.
There's lots of witches.
I know that, she was just the first one I thought of when that happened.
It's an interesting theory.
Miguel got a new toy. We got a new weapon in the armory now because the pike staff.
Just one. Oh yeah, you did get the second.
Yeah, just one, not both because the other one died.
It was probably in the car with you, and Crawford like took you away.
I know.
Anything else to expect?
I mean, I know it's technically more of like a Bjorn season, or is supposed to be, but more Gideon because Gideon's cool. Just saying.
That is true. Yeah, we are still trying to figure out how to help him.
Still gonna try to fix him. You can't stop me.
Andrew, you can answer. Just don't go into what your playbook is.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know if I can.
Do you have any thoughts about what that scene could mean?
I mean, I was gonna say the same thing as Hannah. Like, the things that were said sounded like two people conversing about trying to get into something. And if that was happening in my dream, I think she's on to something, that it could be them trying to get in contact with me or get into my mind or something. I personally think, like, I had a couple thoughts. I was like, is that Blackout Society? Is it some unknown entity? I'm leaning more towards like an unknown group or pair of people that we don't know anything about. For some reason, it just doesn't seem familiar, so we'll see.
This might be stretching it a little bit, but I'm just thinking, why would they, if they are trying to get into his mind, why would they be trying to get into his mind? And I'm supposing...
Okay. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Bjorn isn't a prophecy from the Order.
That's
so
also
maybe
true.
It's the Order.
Maybe.
See, I'm thinking it's either... like, they're trying to get into his mind because he either knows something that they need, or it's subconscious and something happened to him and he doesn't remember it, but it's locked, it's like repressed memory or something. And they're wanting to dig
it out.
It's
like the activation code with Bucky where you have to say all the random words and then...
All right, so what do you want to happen next?
I want to know who those two people were.
Hang on, just how silent you were after I said that made me very concerned. Just the look on,
I was just reading the next list, don't worry.
No, I just, it doesn't matter.
Or maybe do worry,
very
I don't know.
Concerned.
I like it when you worry.
That Bjorn is secretly a sleeper agent.
what
do
you guys want?
And I have been the whole time.
Gosh, can you imagine?
If the Order sets him on us, we're dead. Oh my gosh.
So, what do you want to happen next?
I want to get more than just a sprinkle. I want to get like a tidal wave of sprinkles on exactly what's going on next time, because I'm kind of worried about my character right now.
All right.
That's all I have, though. I am the concern.
I mean, otherwise, I just, like I've mentioned before, I want Henry to come into more of his own as far as inheriting from Stanley and Miguel, and I also want, she doesn't know about this, but I want Sammy to forgive him for attempting to heal her and causing her to inch closer to death.
I think she'll be all
right. I don't think Sammy even knows that happens.
I know that, yeah. But I'm just saying.
She was unconscious, yeah.
All right, Hannah?
There are a couple things that I want to see happen. I don't know how too specific I should get. I definitely wanted Sammy to have a conversation with her mom. And there's a conversation I wanted to have with Henry, too. But I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll have time sometime in the next arc for that to happen. So,
our conversations are usually very big, important things. But okay.
All right, so let's talk about things that didn't happen before I go for the questions. This is not a huge list, because you guys got, like, basically to the end. Like, the only thing that didn't happen is that Sophia was going to make a big announcement and say, like, hey, there's weird stuff going on. I want you all to stay in your houses. Like, you kind of got, like,
oh,
the,
that's right.
Oh, that's
we
right.
Set up
I
the
forgot
whole,
about
like,
that.
We set up the whole warning, like, hey, warn people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, give like us a chance first. Yeah.
Lockdown.
So, yeah. So you guys kind of got a hint of that was going to happen.
Man.
And obviously that would have had some consequences.
I totally forgot about the potential lockdown.
And then the last time was that Redcap was going to start killing kids in the keg party.
Right.
But obviously at the point where you guys got to it, it was still in hiding, like waiting for a victim, you know. And it was actually waiting for its buddy, because this was supposed to be like, this was their plan, is they wanted to find like a big group of people to go and
kill
feed to
them.
The hat.
Haha, I killed it.
How were they communicating?
They were mildly telepathic.
Oh, okay. Huh.
So, but yeah, so that was the last thing that was going to happen. But otherwise, like, I really can't think of anything that didn't happen in this case. Like, everything basically went how I remember planning it to go. So
you plan for us to end up in board shorts. I see how it is.
Well, no, not quite that, but it was a funny coincidence.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions for me?
I know this is not strictly related as it didn't come into the arc at all, but has Henry's dad has been on Thornvale this whole time, right? He lives on the mainland.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Cause I keep having the thought of, oh yeah, he's still a character that should have parts in the story. And then, you know, things happen and I get distracted and I completely forget. Oh, yeah, he's still
here. It feels like
here.
That for all of our NPCs or a lot of
I
them.
Know.
Not all of them. But, yeah, we always forget to go involve them.
Yeah.
I know, but he's like, he's my dad. So I'm like, we should do more. But
yeah.
It's not his story, though, at the same time.
It's mine and ours. I know.
Any other questions for you guys? Other than tell us what that thing Bjorn
is.
Had a dream about means.
I mean, like you said, it was a pretty straightforward arc. I mean, the monster was mysterious until we figured out what it was, but once we knew what it was, I mean, I don't think there's any real big questions related to that.
It was not
Were
super
expecting
complicated.
Expecting to almost kill me?
Well, they were pretty hardcore, but no, I think If you guys hadn't figured out the hat thing and tried to attack them, it would have been like healing a lot, and that would have been a much more difficult battle. But otherwise, no. I didn't get to use like one of its powers because I don't think any of you like failed well enough for me to get to do it. But it had this one thing where it would like basically hook its pike staff like around your ankle and try to like rip your tendons out.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fun.
A pretty brutal attack, but yeah. I never really got to use it.
Hey, that's my move. They're stealing it.
I was thinking and I realized I was like, man, like Bjorn is like the tanky one, like he like never gets hurt or like down to like one harm like I do, and then I realized I think we have the same amount of armor.
Yeah, you do. You know, I had the
I
same
just somehow well, still but, almost died.
Well, I know the exact reason why. You have a move that you use that I don't, which is use magic that can harm you if you fail. So I think, and there might be other ones, but that's the one that jumps out. Is you use magic and fail a lot, and you usually pick take harm because you're in a situation where you don't want to take any other consequences. So,
yeah even that's in non-combat fair. Decisions, you do tend to hurt yourself.
Yeah, you tend to hurt yourself a lot. So,
also you just roll
especially
like
if
butt.
I'm healing, I also just roll bad.
Yeah,
Bjorn generally rolls, or Andrew generally rolls better than you do. So,
because also better. Like my tough is a zero, and my cool is a zero right now. Because I'm still kind of at the beginning of this like playbook. Like,
I was
I've
at
leveled
the beginning
up
of a playbook.
Like really four times at this point. I just took my fourth level up. So,
yep. All right. If that's the other questions, if those are the only questions. What kind of fan art would you guys like to see from this arc?
Man, what wouldn't I like to see from this arc? There's a lot of good
there
stuff.
There was something I said. Oh, Bjorn, like, slinging the red cap. Like taking it and, like, eating it.
Yeah,
like that.
I would love
to
see
moment.
Art of Bjorn using the laws of physics and momentum to separate the red cap from its hat.
Yes.
Still frame of Henry stabbing the pike staff through its head.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That would be awesome. Or
I kind of want like art in general of Henry with the pike staff.
I was gonna say Henry and Bjorn in board shorts.
I was gonna say I want to see Henry and Bjorn in their new swim trunks.
Walking into the bar, yeah, walking into the bar from the bathroom in the bar.
I'm a little curious why Oliver has tie-dye swim trunks, but
it's eccentric
because they're pretty. You
know? Yeah.
He just doesn't seem like a tie-dye swim trunks kind of guy to me.
Well, maybe he was in a rush and needed something. They're
probably like his backup shorts, you know?
Yeah.
Because he has two pairs of them in there. So maybe they're just like, hey, if something happens to this one, I have this one, you know?
He's prepared.
He's prepared.
Always ready.
Never know when you might need to go swimming.
The joint kill at the end with like... Bjorn is behind in the chokehold, and Henry is doing the... And Sammy is trying to do something.
Well, I do think it was cool, but I wouldn't call it a joint kill. I would call it Bjorn killing it
Bjorn
and Henry stabbing... Henry stabbing Bjorn.
I stabbed it.
You all got
stomach.
A hit on it, but yeah, Bjorn did kill it at the end.
Right.
It wasn't like the tag team that was...
Raul.
Sammy
Raul.
And Bjorn killing Raul.
Raul, yes.
Yeah.
I know they're side characters, but now since we have specifically given them a mission and they apparently did it and then couldn't help because they were arguing, I want to see what is their interpretation of these beach stoner guys that helped us out.
Yeah,
yo, dude,
I want to
remember
know
that
more
one time we were at the beach party and like that guy tipped over the porta potty and then like the cops came and they took something out in a body bag, like
and they took the guy away too.
Yeah,
there was like two people went in the ambulance. Like, what even happened, bro?
That guy have a staff.
These guys are gonna think they got some weird stuff in their weed.
It's like that guy had a sword and a staff, right? It's had this huge axe on it.
That was some good stuff, man.
I totally saw a guy with a big axe thing.
I love those guys. I just thought it was so funny. It was like, as soon as you rolled, I was just like, I'm gonna make these guys kind of like come over to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. All right. So for the prologue from now on, we are going to do things a little differently. I wasn't going to tell you what Bjorn's playbook is. And technically I'm not going to now, but most of you who've read through these books will know what it was as soon as I tell you what it is. From now on, we are going to roll for our prologues.
Oh!
And I'll have to say, for all those heathens that don't listen to Behind the Veil, we'll just have to say it again in the first episode, I guess.
Yeah.
I suppose so.
We'll have to tell them they're missing out, though.
Yeah, so from now on, we are going to roll for our prologues, because this is going to tie directly into how this is going to work. But Bjorn, go ahead and roll Destiny's Plaything.
Okay.
That's right.
Destiny's Plaything. Oh, Jesus. Why did I pick that stat line? Why?
You didn't have a choice.
Oh,
I wasn't
going to
give you one of the plus two weird ones.
Oh, no. Okay, well, here we go. Destiny's Plaything. At the beginning of each mystery, roll plus weird to see what is revealed about your immediate future. On a 10 plus, the keeper will reveal a useful detail about the coming mystery. On a 7 and 9, you get a vague hint about it. On a miss, something bad is going to happen to you. So, I have a minus 1 weird still, so I guess I'm wasting a level up on making that a 0 at least.
Go for it.
But yeah, right now I got a minus 1. That is a 10 minus 1. Is a 9.
So a 9. All right.
It would have been a 10.
That's a decent first one.
I get a vague hint.
Okay. So, Bjorn, things have been a little strange since you had that odd dream about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
You've been going on with your life as normal. And I think one evening you are finishing brushing your teeth, you know, doing a quick trim on your beard, making sure everything is in place and you look good. And you look up at yourself in the mirror, and the edges of your vision begin to go blurry.
Oh. That's not good.
Your vision continues to blur, and then suddenly there are other sort of wispy objects swirling around you. It happens for a few seconds, and then your vision goes completely. Everything is just black. But then slowly light creeps back in. Your vision is still blurry around the edges, but in the middle something becomes clear. An indistinct hooded figure is inspecting a lock on a door. You see the word on the door above the figure, and it reads morgue. The person suddenly stands up and seems to look directly at you. But even then, you can't make out their face. The figure puts its hands on its hips. Annoyed, clearly. "Quit watching me," says a vaguely familiar female voice. And instantly, you are ripped back to your own mind. Your eyes fly open and you are staring at your own somewhat worried face again.
Bjorn, what is happening to you?
What the heck was that? Oh my gosh.
And I guess we'll find out what happens on Friday.
Oh no.
All right, guys. I guess we'll go ahead and do the what do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Not that there's much to talk about here.
It's a human.
Todd.
Any more thoughts?
A witch.
It's somebody with the order.
The fact that it's able to do this and, like, invade mind, I'm thinking possibly a dreamwalker of some sort. Because, yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't dreaming, though, but that is a good point.
You weren't dreaming?
The first time was a dream.
But mind, like, mind is normal. I think mind and I think dream, even though... But you were dreaming previously and had the weird thing, too, right? So
definitely awake this time. Hannah, any thoughts?
Not anything. I guess a witch, maybe. That's the only thing I can really think of based off of what we saw.
Okay.
I don't know.
Alrighty, then. With that, we will call it a day. An episode, and we will see you on Friday to find out what this vision means.
I
hope so.
Yeah.